What up, what up, what up? The Thuggalo Show is back. It's your boy, Trailer Park Cinderella. Yeah, you summoned me. I'm back. It had to happen. There's hella delay right now. There's hella feedback. But this is the Thuggalo Show, and this is how it is. We are joined by the one and only, the act that just graced main stage at the gathering, Clockwork E in the building. What up, guys?
Ooh,
how y'all doing?
Hey.
Now, Clockwork, I want to start this by saying good. I feel like when Clockwork E comes on the Thuggalo Show, it's very much like when ICP would come on Howard Stern back in the day. Do you think that's accurate?
That's a hella awesome compliment.
Yeah. No doubt, that's a big compliment.
Well, dude. let me ask you this. I've heard people compare you to Insane Clown Posse. How do you feel about that comparison at this stage in your career?
I mean, it's dope. They're my idols. You know what I'm saying? I love ICP. I hope people don't think that we jock them too much, but I'm such a fan and such a juggalo that that shit shines through regardless. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's my top tier shit. That's what I listen to. That's what I love. You know what I mean?
Yeah, the fact that people actually say that is fucking wild. That's that's the biggest, probably one of the biggest compliments you could give us, for real. I mean, it's amazing. That's crazy.
Well, tell me about Shane's side. Tell me about performing on a goddamn pirate ship.
On the pirate ship, man.
Oh, Shane's side are the motherfucking homies, dog. Throw down for us, and I feel like they're a big reason why motherfuckers know who we are. You know what I'm saying? Like, those guys, they straight up have a mission to uplift Juggalo souls and pimp out people's lives. And that's exactly what they've done for us.
We don't have, like, a street team or, like, there's not a whole, like, there's people pushing for us big time. Like, we have so many people that push for us hard. And Shankside is, like, a collective of motherfuckers that are really, like, our biggest supporters. One of our, just, those dudes have done so much for us, whether it's
artwork, all that awesome ass artwork that you see where it's like super nasty and grotesque, that's Jim
Frankenberry, Jim Kaiser.
That's our motherfucking homie, dog.
Amazing artist. He's done art for Clowns, he's done art for Ouija Mac,
Kung Fu Vampire recently. Yeah, did some art for you.
Did a cover art for Kung Fu Vampire. Jim's one of the fucking most talented dudes out there and is one of the Shankside homies. And
oh, yeah,
bro. All those dudes, Adam, Justin, and Z. Fucking Jim, all those dudes, Travis, fucking, oh, bro,
solid,
there's so many names.
Bro. Solid people. Shankside are solid dudes.
Solid ass.
You know
people.
What I mean?
Well, I want to thank you guys first off because, of course, when we had Violent J on the Thuggalo Show, that was huge. But you guys were the second most commented interview we ever did. So I want to thank you guys for helping us pop up a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
Thanks.
Yeah, thank you, man.
This is dope, bro. You guys are top tier Juggalo interviewers, dog. This is the one to show shit at.
When you made the Howard Stern reference, it's funny because when y'all popped off,
y'all are the Juggalo Howard Stern.
Bill was telling me that. He's like, bro, Juggalo Show became the Juggalo Howard Stern overnight.
Right.
It's kind of what we wanted to do, though.
Yeah, I mean, it's killer, bro. Y'all are killing it. I'm glad that y'all fucking fuck with us and y'all fucking had us on because.
Thank you.
Amazing, man. I appreciate it.
I want to take it back a little bit to the Shankside talk because the highlights that I have of this year's gathering was at like fucking 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning. I don't remember what exactly time it was. Will Gage had actually brought this up. You guys did an unreleased song about fucking buttholes, and I watched that man yeet that cheeseburger like fucking he said. And what? I was right there with him. But
he really did that?
He really fucking did that. He S. Gold is there too.
Yeah, he did that shit.
Yeah, that's dope. That's crazy, bro. We're excited about those that song in particular is it follows the same formula as Boof It. You know what I'm saying? So basically, we're taking these Juggalo inside jokes that we're all telling out on the trail, you know what I'm saying? And we're turning them bitches outside inward, like kind of like your butthole.
Yeah. I mean the heart of like the gathering sense of humor is where we're fucking kind of that's our pocket for real of where our creativity is kind of drawing from. A lot of it, when you see these crazy ass fucking weird songs, a lot of it's inspired from being there.
Juggalos.
Yeah. And that's why Juggalos fuck with you.
Five Juggalos, so four Juggalos. You know what I'm saying?
I think references. This is not a stretch to say. I think you guys are by far the most popping act in this Juggalo world that doesn't have a C-17 cosign, a psychopathic cosign, a magic ninja, nothing. It's all on your backs and the hard work and the fucking movement that you guys have developed. And I think that's huge. There's a reason people fuck with Clockwork E and y'all didn't need a cosign to get there. So that's pretty
good.
Yeah, that is dope.
I don't think there's been a lot of groups that's done shit like we've done shit. Like, I really don't. And I've been sitting around watching motherfuckers for a while. I just haven't seen anything pop off like this. It's exciting. It's new to the, like, to the scene even. Like, we're even flabbergasted. Like, holy shit, it's only been 2 years.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I think that's probably why.
And
that's probably why.
What are you saying, Elixir?
I was going to say, that's probably why the comparison between y'all and the clowns get made so much, though, is because, like, when they were first coming up, man, ain't nobody doing it like they were.
Right.
Just like right now, ain't nobody doing it like y'all are.
Yeah. Right now, ain't nobody doing it like y'all are. We do a lot of footwork. We do a lot of everything that we do is literally in-house. Like, I make a lot of the beats, mix and master the shit.
Edit the videos.
The mic that y'all hear us on right now is the microphone we record on, if I'm not right. If I got my shit set up right, this is the mic that we record on. Like, we do everything in-house, brother. It's videos, all that shit. And like y'all were saying, like, we don't have a cosign. We don't have a – we're not associated with any label or anyone that really could lend a hand in a way. Like, we don't really need a hand lended, but – the shit is weird and lonely sometimes where, like, we feel it's not we haven't been around long. We can't, you know what I mean?
You can't expect much. The fact that we got this is insane.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? I don't know. You know, Ouija has shouted us out a couple times, which feels dope as fuck. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? That's one of my favorite rappers, too. And, like, I don't know, recently on the page, he shouted us out at Juggalo Ohio. He shouted us out. You know what I'm saying? It's super dope.
Silver Boot, like, Boys.
He takes notice of shit of us.
I want to talk about Juggalo Ohio, too.
Getting love like that.
I want to talk about Juggalo Ohio, too, possibilities later on.
Have we talked about Juggalo Ohio, too?
You guys haven't.
We haven't heard anything about.
I want to ask. You know what I'm saying?
So, yeah, we haven't really had direct contact with anyone at Chapter 17 about it at all.
Yeah.
There was people were tagging us in the comments, and Ouija responded to one of the comments saying that he liked us. I assume that we'll get invited. I'm not sure.
Who knows? Let's It'd go. Be dope, though.
Love to. We'd love to.
Well, he did say that there is both of those days are different shows. So, hey, there's two different bills.
Right?
Yeah, that's facts. And I know personally that I've already, like, wrote Kevin an email. And I already mentioned him, you guys, and fucking Acetone. I really want to see there in Real Gates. And I told him that if that didn't happen, I'd probably catch myself on fire and roll my feces.
Yo, Clockwork, put Stoney on the spot right now. Why did you guys not appear on his YouTube channel, Gather.net, but you appeared on the Thugalo show? He wanted to ask.
Bullshit. we just fucking with you.
Well, damn. Well, then, I guess we're just fucking assholes.
He's coming right now, so you
I guess we're just pieces of fucking dog shit.
No, we haven't. I don't know why we haven't got on the Gathering.net show, but
we need that. We need to do that.
Stoney was in our last Thugalo interview, and he's here now, so two birds,
one
stone.
Now he's a proper member. Now he's actually a member of the Thugalo show. So.
Oh, my God. That's so funny. We just had to throw you some shade.
We talked about how, like, Thugalo show is like the Howard Stern of the Juggalo community. Well, let me ask something that Howard Stern would probably ask. We talked about cosigns, right? What's the word on LLE and clockworky? What's that about? What's that situation? Explain that to me.
They have offered for us to come do shows and shit. We do shows with them. We got some homies over there. As far as like signing or anything like that, like we're just not interested in signing with anybody, really. You know what I mean?
Like until there's like an offer that is extremely
beneficial and not
for
like
both parties.
And I don't think anybody's really looking at little old clockwork E anyway. You know what I mean?
We yeah, like Bill said, we got homies over there. We've done shows with them. Love doing shows. I fuck with Zool's music big time. I got
I fuck with the Zooligans and everything that they got going on.
For real, you really don't think no one's looking at y'all?
I fuck with people so
much. You really
much.
Don't think no one's looking at y'all?
I don't think so. Nobody's getting a hold of us. If they are looking, you know what I mean?
We haven't heard anything.
Right. Like we're cordial with the dudes over at LLE. Like we joke around and kick it and shit in the
good
room.
Good people, really good people.
But there hasn't never been any business talk.
No, it's nothing.
I mean?
Nothing other than doing shows. It's been just homies. They've welcomed us in. The fact that they let us in the green room and let us kick it with them is dope. I fuck with that.
There's not a lot of artists that'll do that. You know what I'm saying?
We don't. A lot of shows we do, we don't really get to kick it with motherfuckers, and it's cool to have some like
that mutual respect.
Yeah, it's nice.
Pretty dope.
Yeah, I love that. I love that, big time. Like we
I
get
see
love
a lot
for
of
sure
comments
from
in the chat,
shit,
bro.
Business wise,
people are looking at y'all. Like, don't ever think that people aren't like paying attention to what you guys are putting out because you guys are killing it. But I know
you're
being
top
humble.
And underground.
Right. Yeah, y'all have some of the bigger crowds at the gathering.
Yeah, no,
this year,
we have a fan base.
Bigger crowds at the gathering this year, dude.
We have a fan base, but as far as getting like signed to a label. It's not even a thing that rappers do anymore. You know what I'm saying? Like, it really isn't.
People are getting signed.
People
but...
are getting signed, but it's like, I don't know. Like, nowadays, people know it. The jig's up with the whole label thing. You know what I mean?
Right.
Besides, if you got a hardcore, like, Juggalo label, like Chapter
realize,
17 or Psychopathic or.
It's a logo. You're signing to a logo.
Yeah.
Truly.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's representation.
Because, you're going
to
make your music
we're already signed
in your
to this
studio.
We're Juggalos for life.
Yeah, I mean,
you know what I mean? You can't take that away from us.
Yeah.
And, so, you know, like, being independent,
as far as
means, being independent, you can just, you know, say what you want without a label coming in and be like, hey, I need you to take this one out and this one out right here. Do this one out.
Here. Not that I think any of these underground labels would do that. You know what I mean?
True.
You want to hear a hot take from me, Clark?
No, we have no deadlines or anything.
I think you guys are more popping than anyone in LLE. I'm just going to be honest. And we had SON on this podcast. He seems like a dope guy, but I think you guys do better numbers. I think you draw bigger crowds. I'm just being honest. That's my opinion.
That crowd at the gathering...
Top tier. I appreciate that, bro. For real. I mean,
it's all about popularity, I suppose. You know what I mean? Like, I appreciate that compliment. That is a dope ass compliment.
Yeah.
I think what they got going on is super fresh, though. Not to downplay anything that they got going on. I mean, to say that is a crazy awesome compliment for us.
Yeah, for real. That's a lot. But. No, yeah, we fuck. I mean, I
fuck with their movement. I fuck with what they got going on. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's it.
But it just seems like a la Zulu has like a
crazy.
Problematic air. A la Zulu has like a problem. Just from what I see,
it's the.
I really hate that for them. If that's like if people perceive it like that, like my perspective on the music. Now this is strictly music. I don't really know about the politics behind. Why they're problematic, but I know that I resonate with their music on the boom bap level. Like their sound is raw. I fuck with Zool. I fuck with their sound big time, like heavily. Their music is fire, bro. I hate that people feel problematic about shit and that people view things the way that they do sometimes when it comes to the politics, because they got some dope shit, bro. I really fuck with some of their shit.
I fuck with Billy O'Bay.
Yeah, I think we're on a super dope, that little terror festival. that terror festival we went to, or Camp Zool, yeah, that we performed at. It's like this. It's an interactive horror festival, bro. You know what I mean?
They got shit that really is interesting.
If they got like more view or gets a bigger light shined upon that shit, it's pretty dope.
Yeah, we had a good time, bro.
I had a pretty fresh ass time. I wish it would be a whole camping experience and not the parking lot. I have little qualms with it, but I think overall it was super dope.
Yeah, we had a great time at Zool, for real.
I give Zool props because, like, Ouija went out and did his own thing with Juggle Ohio. I know that was put together by, like, Apollo Exodus. A lot of shit happened, but Ouija has pretty much confirmed that that's going to be, like, a yearly annual thing. Yeah. I like that Ala Zulu has their own shit. Zool. Like, if you're really into Ala Zulu, you can go camp for 2 days and see Cody Manson, SON, and see all these other associated acts. I like that. That's good for the community. Are we not going to see Clockwork E?
It's good for the scene.
Yeah, the fact that we hit Camp Zool and then we hit the Gathering was dope as fuck for us because, I don't know, we got to attend and be a part of, like, we're not affiliated with anybody, so we can really, if Camp Zool, if Gulligans want to see Clockwork E, they can come see Clockwork E. Yeah. You know what I mean?
And you asked if we would come play again. We would absolutely play again.
Yeah. Great. I mean, yeah. Enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was dope.
I had a good time. Really good time.
Hypothetically,
look, check this out. You want to hear something crazy?
Would you sign to LLE, hypothetically, if they offered you that?
No.
No.
Absolutely not.
Our plan is to stay independent.
Yeah. I think... Well, we're in a different lane than Alex Zool and all of the shit that they got going on. And by different lane, I mean we are wicked shit. Our shit is wicked shit. You know what I'm saying? But 100%. We hit on that comedy side. We're on that comedy side. And a lot of the times I think that the comedy is a lot more acceptable in with everyone than the tragedy. You know what I'm saying?
So, I think a lot of people get Ouija shit.
Us as a comedy group.
And depressing. Like, I love it. But I think you guys have another lane.
But it's funny and it's grotesque.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think, I don't know. When an artist can offer so many different things, like you talk about Ouija, his music can be depressive. And his music can also be
funny.
Funny as fuck. It can be
grotesque.
It can be lit as fuck, too. Like, his music is. There's he's versatile. He's a versatile artist. Having versatility, I think, is one thing that we offer, and I love to see that in other artists, for real. Being versatile, being able to do a lot of different shit, like
very quickly too. He drops so much music so fast.
Yeah.
Well, let's take it back to the Gathering. Yep. Playing main stage is something that a lot of people don't get to do. A lot of people have grinded in the Juggalo world for years and never touched main stage. How did it feel to do that this year?
Yeah.
It was pretty fucking crazy. Like I said, it's like a weird fever dream. I've stand out in that crowd for almost 10 years now. 10 different years. 8 at Legend Valley. You know what I mean? And I've watched people on that stage. And to be able to do that and get up there, that's the loudest our music's ever been played. You know what I mean? Like, holy shit. Like, that's so dope that they let us do that.
Yeah. Like Bill said, it's like a fever dream. It's weird. Like, I was so stressed leading up to getting on stage.
Oh.
Like, making sure everything was together. I didn't know what the fuck we was going to do with the sound.
Yeah, dude, do you want to hear a little bit about the experience?
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? So, we didn't get a golf cart or nothing. You know what I'm saying? So we got to walk all of that shit up to main stage from our campsite. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, so we walked that shit up. And we walked it up probably three or four times. It's the Gathering. So everybody's partying and schedules are a little fucked. You know what I'm saying? And I get that because I've been going since, you know what I mean, I was a little kid. So we walk up there like 3 or 4 times. We can't find the stage manager and shit. And then we get back there, and we didn't know which green room to go in. So we just bust up into the top green room up there that overlooks the whole Gathering. You know what I'm saying? And we get up there, and I'm like painting Kyle's face on the porch. And fucking, we didn't have a mirror or nothing. You know what I'm saying? And then, like, finally, the girls, like, busted into this other room that was, like, it ended up being Nottis's dressing room.
Oh, shit.
You know what I'm saying? And when you're at the gathering, bro, and you go into an inside area and you're, like, in civilization again, you kind of realize how fucking bad you smell. You know what I'm saying? Like,
when you get indoors.
Yeah, you got the gathering funk on you, dog.
That air conditioning starts blowing, and you start smelling that funk.
So, like, we had all of the people. We had all the people in that dressing room, dog. And when I walked in there, I about threw up. It's fucking stunk, dog. And then they come back, and they were like, you got to get out of here. This is not us, this dressing room. So we totally stunk that bitch the fuck on up, and I do apologize.
Yo, to speak on Nottis a little bit more, everyone knows Isham can be a little reclusive and to himself, you know. This gathering, that
he was out there, man.
He was lit, bro. Like, Isham, did you guys ever get a chance to speak with Isham at all or Mastermind?
Nah, so look, I'm going to tell you something. So our homie Murder Bunny, he's an artist. He draws paintings and shit. So Isham's merch booth was like right across from ours. And I think he tore down at night, and then he came back in the morning, and our homie Murder Bunny, I didn't know he was doing this, but our homie Murder Bunny had set up in his merch booth. Isham came and, like, argued with him.
What the fuck? I didn't even hear about that.
God, every day Isham was coming and arguing with our homie, our Columbus homie. I got one of his paintings in my room. But
why would he do that?
I don't know. But he had his shit set up in Isham's merch booth. I was seeing him. I was watching him, like, what is going on over there? And then he tells me, like, yeah, bro, Isham's mad because I set up my shit.
Why would you do that?
That's not your shit, bro.
Get out of there. You're lucky you didn't catch a beat down.
Yeah, I don't even know if he sold paintings. He probably sold a couple of them.
Yo, I just want to point out, I thought the Space Gas music video that you guys put together was fucking stellar. Like, that was one of the best videos you've ever put out, in my opinion.
That's our first as Clockwork E. Like, the full gimmick and shit and everything with the paint.
Uh-huh. Are you talking about the music video?
Yeah,
the music
like
video.
The old music video we put out? Or are you talking about the live performance?
The live performance at on main stage. And
okay.
The live performance at on main stage.
Oh, you're talking about that video? You talking about the main stage performance? That video?
Yeah, bro. My bad. I'm sorry. I'm spacing out.
Thank you.
Yeah, bro.
Oh, okay. He thought you was you thought you were talking about the original
music. I thought he was talking about the music video. My bad.
But yeah. That Tyler Boofman, he was the one that filmed on stage for us. And then we got some of that footage from Replicon too. Replicon Radio was in the photo pit. And then we got our homie Tyler on stage filming. And I just edited it all together.
I got to take a moment. Stoney, would you point out the media people we had repping us at the gathering this year?
Yeah, so we had our homies.
Jake and Trey.
Which is my brother. They were at like pretty much every.
They were at like stage. Pretty much every.
Every. This stage. Feedback is killing me.
This feedback is killing me.
Yeah, I don't know what it is, bro. I muted everything.
Is it our mic?
I have no idea.
See if it's their mic. Mute, Kyle.
No, it's not.
How's it speaking?
No, it's not.
It's not our mic?
Elitzer is like the quietest one, so I assume it's him for some reason, but I don't know.
I don't know.
It's probably me.
I don't think it's ours because this is the back of the microphone. It won't even pick up shit that's coming out the back.
I don't know what's going on.
Yo, it is Elitzer, because when he muted, it went away, bro.
Did it?
Okay, Clockwork, let me ask you this, bro. Like, you guys were at a merch booth. It was lit. That's when I linked with you guys on one of the days, you know, because at the gathering, you're just everywhere, you know what I mean? So when you finally see somebody, it's like, oh, it's Kyle or oh, it's Bill and shit. How much merch did y'all push at the gathering? How much shit did y'all sell? Was it a good turnout for merch or what?
We did pretty good. We got almost all of the shirts that we brought. We probably bought like 60 or 70 shirts. Plus, we had a bunch of Shankside shit that the Shankside homie had brought. Adam brought a bunch of
dope.
We had a bunch of fanny packs. All the fanny packs were sold. We sold out of all the fanny packs. Yeah, bro, the shit was gone. It was pretty much gone.
What was the weirdest thing that you witnessed at the gathering this year that you can say legally on YouTube right now?
Clockwork, he got main stage. What the fuck?
That was some weird
shit. That was weird as hell. What do you mean? Oh, my brother was being pretty fucking weird out in the front row, too. He had my dead brother hoisted above him, crying.
So, like, two tents down from my tent.
That was pretty weird.
Someone took a big-ass poop, like, an unhumanly, like,
it
was definitely a human shit, but it was, like, gigantic. Like, I don't know how, and it was, like, one solid piece. Like, I don't know how he pushed it out of his ass like that, because it was humongous. Like, that thing was gaping.
And he left it right by his tent. Somebody
was one
real
of them
hate.
Opiate poops, is what it was.
It was an opiate shit.
Bro, that's what opiate was poop. Saying. I'm telling you.
Look.
It was, bro. It's one of them fucking dope poops.
Dope yo. Poop. Dope sick poop.
Dope sick yo. Poop. One of them big old dumpers.
Getting to perform at the gathering is a huge honor. Were there any other artists that linked with you? Like, hey, congratulations. Or, hey, I liked your set. Or, hey, what's your name? Like,
dude, hey, let's get a feature.
I'll say this. I have a weird thing with artists. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know what they experience because I'm going through it, because I'm watching them go through it, and I hear ICP rap about it. It's like, I kind of don't want to hound dog your nuts, and I don't want to be that guy with the mixtape that's like, hey, I really like your music. Have you heard of me? You know what I mean? So, like, I make it a point not to bother nobody. I'm not trying to bother you. I'm not trying to hound dog your nuts. I don't you know what I mean? Like, there's not a lot I'm going to be able to talk to you about or say, like, hey, I like your music, bro. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Kung Fu Vampire came up and gave us props. You know what I'm saying? That was pretty dope. He's like, yo, you guys did a good job. Shaggy
the Airhead. Yeah. He's been showing us mad love.
Yeah, he hit us up on our personal Facebooks after we got done with the show. Cool. He was like, yo, good job That's out there, hard. Guys.
Is that someone you had a relationship with fuck. Prior to the gathering?
They pulled up. You said what?
We don't have any relationships with anybody. You know what I'm saying?
Word, okay.
So
I don't know nobody. You know what I mean?
I did a song with OG Roast Beef, and he had bought a beat and a feature from Shaggy and asked me to get on the song, and I was like, yeah, I'll get on the song.
Brandon?
Yeah, Brandon, yeah. OG
He's
Roast
a good
Beef.
Dude.
That was like the only
He's
thing.
A dude.
Yeah, I love OG, but that was one of the only things that we had really done together and honestly, we hadn't even done any personal communication. And then I hollered at him at, we did an Indiana show, the Indiana three-headed show. I said, what's up to him there? Just cause it's like, yo, we did a song together. And then, yeah, we seen him backstage at the gathering when we went on main stage, and he was like, yo, kill that shit, whatever. And then hit us up afterwards. But yeah, that's the only fucking time I've even communicated with him was very briefly.
Yeah. Yeah, we make it a habit not to hound dog anybody.
Yeah, though. I'm not trying to get on anyone's nerves or, you know what I mean? It's, we appreciate being able to work beside these people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But
we try to do the same thing, bro. Like, honestly, like, people probably think we hound dog people to come on the show and shit. But honestly, if we get a no, we're kind of like, okay. And we never really bark up that tree again. If we ask somebody on a big level to come on the show and they're like, pay us, we're like, okay, we're just not going to do that then.
Yeah.
Like, so we're kind of similar to that.
Yeah.
We're not sitting here knocking at every door. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of people that I feel like other channels would kill to have, like, the Dana Donati interview. But we had to turn it down, you know what I'm saying? Because she was on some Fuck Violent J shit. There's a lot of shit that Thuggalo shows had where we've had to be like, can't do that.
Damn.
Get your fucking pitchforks out. It's fucking Joe Bruce hating time. I don't know what the fuck is wrong with you guys. What's in your Faygo? What are you guys sipping on?
what are you guys
sipping on? You're
Billy,
crazy.
Billy, let me ask you this, man.
Haterade.
Performing on main stage definitely had to increase your stock with the women. Did you get any netting at the gathering this year?
Ooh, get a wife.
I brought Ned from home.
Mm-hmm.
The gathering is now bring your own Ned.
Yeah, I brought my
own B-Y-O-N.
Let's ask B-Y-O-N. Kyle that question.
Let's go. Yeah,
bring your own Ned. 100%.
Yeah, Kyle might
be able let's to ask Kyle.
Lay down.
Even then, I brought my own, though.
He outsourced.
It took a day.
He outsourced. He had a helicopter come in.
Yeah, I fucking... Yeah.
They dropped the box down. A bitch popped out.
I airshipped the pussy.
So yeah, no 3-day gathering nothing upgrade. For you.
Upgrade.
No, I mean I got some gathering, Nedden, but it was from home. It's my lady. It's my lady.
I'm sure there's got to be plenty of women in the DMs of both Kyle and Bill. Like, hey, like throwing you some crazy shit. Like, what's the wildest thing a female Joe has ever hit you up?
Not touching that one. He said, not touching that one.
That's Kyle. I'm the ugly one.
Yeah. What's the wildest thing that a female's ever hit me up for? It wasn't like hitting me up. So we did an ABK show one time. We did this Anybody Killer show.
Aww.
And
he already knew.
I was painted up. We show up painted up. I'm outside taking pictures. And this lady comes up and she takes a picture with me. She's like rubbing all up on my body, whatever. Felt weird. She was like an older lady. And then we get inside and her boyfriend shows up. And then she tries to take another picture with me, and she's having her boyfriend take the picture. While he's taking the picture of me and her, she's trying to fondle my Johnson. And I had to step back. Bro, that's some of the weirdest shit that probably
happened. That was one show. So we seen this bitch again at another show, and she's plastered drunk.
And you know what I'm chasing saying? Me around.
And she's like sticking fingers in Kyle's butt crack. She's like grabbing on his dick, and my girlfriend's like, look, should I beat this bitch up? She's like molesting your friend right now. He's telling her no. He keeps yelling in her face, no, leave me alone. And she keeps grabbing his wiener, right? So my girlfriend kind of steps in between them and is like, get the fuck on out of here. And then we go to leave the show, and this bitch is drunk. She's getting in her car, and she's like, I'm going to follow you. And my girlfriend's like, you follow us, you're getting your fucking ass beat, bitch. Like, you keep your ass in that car. Like, it was crazy, bro. That was wild. I ain't never seen nothing like that.
That was probably the weirdest shit that's happened to me so far, female-wise. At a show, anything. Like, uncomfortable.
She was coming he didn't for tell that, the whole story, that though, that first part. He didn't just take a picture. He left this bitch with silver paint all over her face like a silver beard.
So the first time I was drunk, she did fondle me unwillingly. And she did do it again.
This first time boyfriend walks out and he's like, I'm looking for that guy with the silver paint. And I'm like, oh shit, I gotta duck the fuck on out of here. Kyle comes up and he's missing the silver paint from his mouth, and he's like trying to get into my door, and he broke the handle off of the door trying to get in.
Moral of the story is I don't get belligerently drunk before shows and communicate with strange women anymore.
Well, yeah. I mean, it just seems like I want to ask a more intimate question, man, because, like, Clockwork E is an interesting duo, and I want to ask this. I want to ask Billy, because Kyle, I'm sure, is like a lady killer. I'm sure, you know. But, like, I relate to Bill a lot for some reason. I feel like me and Bill could relate on a lot of things, and that's why I want to ask. Bill, what do you like about a woman? What strikes you about females to where you're like, this is the bitch right here. Like, this is the shit. What do you like about a female?
Well, I'll tell you what I like about my woman. I like that...
Respectful.
She's loyal as fuck. And she takes care of my kid. She always has her makeup done. Fucking awesome. You know what I mean? I'm really into that. I don't know, man. That's
someone
a weird
who
question.
Has his makeup done really
Keep
well.
Me in there, right? I like... I know, right? Yeah,
you know
yeah.
What I'm saying?
I respect the good time. You know what I mean? I like to have a good time.
I'm not trying
Still
to
not
get
trying
hot
to get
water
smacked up.
With your lady. I
That's a good observation.
Ask, you know?
Nah, man. Yeah. That's what I like in a woman. I like being able to ask
Kyle. Let me ask Kyle the same question.
I like that I don't have to worry. It's peace of mind.
Yeah, what do you like in a woman, Kyle?
Yeah, what do you like in a woman, Kyle?
I like
besides your own dick.
I like my women like I like my dick. I like my women like I like my coffee. Loyal and trustworthy.
I like my women like I like my coffee. Ground up and in the freezer, my guys. I mean,
what? Oh shit.
Well, let's go jump into word association. Onstead and Elixir, why don't you guys go back and forth with the word association? You guys have played this. Last time we had you on the show, we did word association with drugs specifically. So tonight, maybe we can just do it on people and themes. And a little more normal. All
right, so yeah, I'm going to kick it off.
Okay.
All right, the first name we got is the Silver Surfer.
I never watched that comic, but I did see a funny, skit on Family Guy where he was like going to the gay bar and you could see his trails.
And the trail would follow.
But other than that, I know nothing of the Silver Surfer.
I remember that.
Yeah.
That was a good
one.
I think I had a card of the Silver Surfer, and that's about as far as my knowledge with him went too.
Next one up with our guest last Saturday.
I like Fantastic Four, but I don't know shit about Silver Surfer.
Before you go, Onstead, I want to bring it back about the Silver Surfer. Do you think it's problematic to wear silver paint? Have you ever thought about how silver people feel about you guys appropriating, possibly?
See, you think the silver is paint, but it's actually our skin. And when you see the human skin seeping through,
that's paint.
That's the paint. We put that on to blend in every day. You know what I'm saying? We just wash that shit off. Understood. You know, we only wash it off down to our necks.
Camouflage.
It's camouflage. It is really good human paint, for real.
Really
good. It makes sense.
Next word association. Our guest last Saturday, Mattapelli Music.
Who?
Mattapelli Music?
Yeah.
Even now that I've heard it, I will repeat that question and I will be like, who?
Yeah, what Bill said. I don't know anything. I don't think we know anything about Mattapelli.
Yeah, I don't know nothing about it.
I don't know, yeah.
Well, they were on the Thuggalo show last week. They're signed to LSP.
LSP, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I fuck with a couple of guys that's over there on LSP.
Yeah, Scum's a good dude. Scum's a good-ass dude.
But listening to a lot of other rappers that are in the scene, I feel like if I listen to too much, I'll be influenced by it.
Yeah.
So I do like stay away from a lot of shit.
I like that.
I've always wondered, bro, when an artist is really in their lane, they kind of have to, like, enjoy art a certain way. Because, one, you hear it from a musician's ear, so you might hear mistakes or you might hear certain things that the average listener might not hear. And like you said, you don't want to get influenced because sometimes you might mindlessly bite something and forget like where you might have heard that from or whatever.
Listening to a shit ton of Kool Keith, bro. Yeah. Kool Keith is the fucking
Kool
man.
I put him on the Kool Keith not too long ago. Yeah, Kool Keith is that shit. And I don't even, it's crazy that Bill has gotten so far into it because that's that shit.
I think listening to older music gives you a different output on the shit that you're coming out with. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And there's a gap in hip hop. I feel like there's not a lot of people that touch on that old soul, the boom bap, that's kind of like what I like about Zoo a little bit, is they have that boom bap sound to them. Being able to do that and do it in your own way is fucking dope. And yeah, we're definitely experimenting with some shit like that.
You guys got the funk that you guys bring with a lot of that. You get that old school feeling with that like fucking 70s funk era. And
like I think soul.
Yeah, like, kind of like the soul.
Wicked soul.
Yeah.
Yeah.
and that's because my main influence, or like my influences, are disco. You know what I mean? I'm listening to that shit every day, all the time. And then I'm listening to wicked shit. So then it's like getting spun around in my head and spit out my asshole onto these beats.
Speculation to a disco ball off of being dope. Silver?
I mean, it makes sense.
It does make sense.
Really, what the universe does, the universe does.
Yeah, the universe has spun the silver paint to us. It's given it to us. You know what I mean? Yeah. Kyle has a huge infatuation with fucking MF Doom. Yeah. He's got a huge infatuation with MF Doom and, you know, ICP. You know, our shit just meshed. It's like, oh, silver paint. Like, I don't know, like, that shit, it's perfect for us. Everything has fallen into place for us, almost like it's already been written. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's we really touched on this. We're just following the motion last time, but I think there's like a bit of a King Gordy influence sometimes when I listen to y'all shit. That's just me hearing it.
Absolutely. King Gordy, Necro, fucking Isham. All of that shit is what I grew up with. Twisted, ICP, you know what I mean? Green Book, Freak Show, Twisted, all right?
Well, how do you guys feel about Twisted in 2023? I don't know if you guys have ever, like, stated that. You want to talk about Twisted right now?
I think they fucking suck right now, and I'll say I don't give a fuck.
The direction that they've taken with their new shit is I can't.
Get rid of the rock shit. Jamie, please slow down while you're rapping just a tad. Let me get some of that old gangster shit in there. I don't know, like, Freak Show, Green Book, shit was dope. They're losing me after the darkness.
Will you be attending the Green Book 20th anniversary show coming up?
I don't think so, because I'm broke. I am a broke man.
In no way we're going to Detroit to go to the Green Book show.
Would you be attending the next night for Halloween in Detroit?
I might go.
I mean, maybe.
It would be nice if we had that nice-ass fucking Coliseum place.
The Masonic Temple with Clockwork E opening.
If they would let us on, bro, we'd do it for sure. We'd make it.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
If we can make it, if they can get us on it, we'll make it.
But other than that, I'm a broke bum, and I'll be painting up with this same face paint on Highway 23. If you got a couple extra dollars, you can put it in my hat, or you can cash at me. I'll have it on the sign.
All right, we're getting a lot of people in the chat that are asking about backyard wrestling shows. We got to speak on it, right?
Bro, look, dog, we used to do this crazy-ass shit in town. You know what I mean? And this is back before Clockwork E was a thing. Kyle Combs was just rapping. And it's been a thing in my hometown where massive amounts of juggalos would show up to a backyard and just tear shit the fuck down. People that didn't even know about juggalos would know about this crazy ass rap wrestling show that they had in this backyard. You know what I mean? And like, when I was a kid, I was like kind of cool in school just because like my family was a part of that shit. Like people would be like, holy shit, no way. And it's like, they would see me like on stage with my brother and shit. And like a lot of the people from that organization have,
Oh my god, they're dead.
You know what I mean? They're dead. They lived hardcore lives. But so there's not a lot of wrestlers around.
R.I.P. Owen Hart, so, R.I.P. the Blue Blazer.
Hearing is more ICP.
Fucking R.I.P. Sean Summers.
Shockwave.
You know, comparisons right there, because I'm pretty sure.
I'm sorry, what'd you say, Onstead?
Said all I keep hearing is ICP.
Yeah,
and
for sure, absolutely.
Same thing, you know. Same thing.
It's no coincidence, bro. I'm fucking like, we're juggalos, dog. We're juggalos. That's our shit. What do you mean? Like we got into wrestling so much because ICP was doing it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, the dudes that started that shit when we were kids were juggalos.
Yeah, that was the thing. Like, these motherfuckers didn't have any rap shit going on. It was just like, we're going to throw a juggalo wrestling show.
And then when we got older, they kind of stopped doing it. Like he said, a lot of the wrestlers died and just stopped doing the shit. Some of them stopped doing it. A lot of them died. And then we were like, what, 16, 17?
Yeah.
We were like 16, 17, and Bill's like, we're going to fucking start this wrestling shit back up.
We're going to do it again. Fuck it. You know what I mean? That shit, I'm not gonna let it die. You know what I mean?
What pro wrestling tag team?
We did it again. The
equivalent of Clockwork E.
The Hardy Brothers or the Dudley Brothers.
Yo, the Dudley Boys, bro. Yes.
Yeah, because we would slam an old lady into a
3D. Oh, yeah.
I would definitely slam an old
lady. But I also think about, I also want to, I love New Jack, so I want to say New Jack and Mustafa.
Yeah.
Yo, New Jack was actually beating the shit out of people. He thought it was real.
Yeah, dude, that's what I always wanted to book him for a backyard show and then get some kid who just wanted to backyard wrestle.
I always heard New Jack didn't want money. If you paid him in coke or Quaaludes or any fucking drug, he was down, bro.
Damn. Yeah, he wrestled on the side and got paid a social security check. It's pretty fucking dope gig, bro.
Hell yeah, bro. What's next on World Association, man? I'm sorry to sidetrack us and shit.
Well, we're going to take it back to old.
No, you're straight.
The next name is Anderson Cooper, a.k.a. the Silver Fox.
Fuck that guy.
Fuck that guy.
Right? Anderson Cooper. I don't know. I think he's some news dick.
Anderson Cooper was at the same bar as the Silver Surfer on the news.
That's it. That's the comparison.
And that's fine. If he wants to go to that bar, that's fine.
That's fine. Let Anderson Cooper do his thing.
Home is where you make it.
Yeah.
Do you think Anderson Cooper would be a fan of Clockwork E, given he is the Silver Fox?
I don't think he's a real person. He's a robot.
Well, he definitely likes putting shit up his ass, so I think he'd be a fan of
it. Well, he definitely likes putting shit up his ass, so I think he'd be a fan.
Does he really?
Yeah.
Man, that's kind of... Yeah. Okay, I'll take it on the chin, though, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take that on the chin. You know how Tech N9ne gets everybody to show their titties?
For this type shit.
We see motherfuckers with their butthole spread wide open crab walking to main stage. They show their buttholes for boofing.
Hell yeah. Boofit is a thug.
That is the thing.
I've seen that myself.
I would love to see. Yeah.
We need to get a dildo walking gun for the stage. If we had a dildo gun, or put dildo guns or dildos and t-shirts.
Fleshlight gun.
Yeah.
A fleshlight gun?
Bro. A fleshlight gun would be like if they were
speaking of fleshlights. We were shooting fucking fireworks on fleshlights this year.
Yeah,
Camp Thuggalo was pretty fucking intense this year, bro. Literally fucking intense. Shout out Will Gates.
Shout out Big Gates. And the gates were up. And
shout out Will Gates.
Next name on the
that
list.
That pussy was so good, I threw my sandwich.
Yo, when Will got on Twitter or whatever and said, like, shout out Clockwork E, I'm a fat kid, so throwing my sandwich is like a hell of a seal of approval. I was like, gang, bro.
I was there for that. That was some real ass shit, man.
Yeah, dude, that shit was dope, bro. I appreciate that guy so much.
Are they talking about
well,
give me a
let's
show?
Throw him in. Word Association, no, Will
yeah,
Gates.
Yeah, he's talking like, about give me a show. Him in.
Word Association, Will Gates.
Kyle knows more about him. I've seen his picture, and that was a dope comment. But besides that, I don't really know a lot about him.
I don't know too much about him. I know he did the – did he do that J-Day show in Texas?
Yes, he did.
What show did I see him on? He did that. He did that J-Day show in Texas. I've seen that.
Yeah, I've got his set.
I've got his set. He gets around, bro. Will is, like, chasing a dream, literally, like, straight up.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Next that's dope. Name on the list is S-O-N. S-O-N. S-O-N.
That's our homie.
Yeah, that's the homie. Yeah.
That's our homie.
That is the homie.
I can go get him for you.
Yeah, he's
also
right here.
I'll
go get him
LLE
for you.
He's here.
He's
also a member of LLE.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
That's who I speak on when I say that we got friends over there. You know what I mean?
Sure.
That's my homie.
Yeah.
I love son. You know what I mean? But
he was great on here, bro. That was one of
yeah,
my favorite areas.
That's what I mean by we got friends over there.
He killed it at fucking
he's a down to earth dude.
he killed it at the event we were up in Wisconsin, and he killed it at fucking Juggalo, Ohio, and then he killed the interview that we did with him. He's fire.
His music's dope. Yeah. That album he's got that he put out has a real nice concept. It's super dope.
Next name on the list is Hex Rated.
Hex Rated.
What is he on? What label is he on?
I don't know.
I know that name. I know that name.
It's a fresh name.
Oh, he's on that. LSP. Hex Rated is signed to LSP.
He's on
LSP. Hex Rated is
Hex. He's on LSP. I knew he was on some label. I didn't know what label he was on. I've
seen guys follow him on Instagram.
I didn't realize there would have been a test. Really, I didn't realize there was a quiz. I would have took a cheat sheet.
Yo, where's the cheat sheet at, damn it? We didn't know you were going to even ask
about that. Donnie, give him a cheat sheet.
I don't, God damn it.
The cheat sheet.
You want the next one?
Yeah.
Sure.
You want the next one?
The next one on the list is Billy Obey from X.
Alazulu.
Yeah, funny dude.
Good dude.
Good rapper.
Yeah.
Great rapper. I think he's a great rapper. Yeah, I think he's surrounded himself with bad people, in my opinion.
He's just with the ops, man.
Well, it goes back to 2018 when they got signed to M&E. They said, well, don't worry, the wicked shit still lives with us. It's like, no, you can't just say shit like that and get away with it, dog. And I like his art. I really like a lot of Billy Obey's verses. And like
the Axis Family is a dope song.
I'm unaware of.
The Max Made Me Do It is a dope song. I love that song. That shit's gas.
What are you unaware of, Bill?
I'm unaware of the beef. You know what I mean? I don't pay attention. The beef.
There's
drama.
Not really beef.
There's
not really beef.
There was any
They've
slander.
Been very complimentary, you know, and psychopathic. It was just when they got signed in 2018, that camp, Alazulu, put out a post that was like, the wicked shit's still safe on this side. Like, as to imply the wicked shit's not over at psychopathic or some shit. That's been 5 years ago, mind you. That is an old post. But
yeah, I would definitely disagree with that statement.
They and their minds might have changed. Like I said, that was in 2018. Yeah. That was a long time ago. You know what I'm saying?
So, real quick, shout out Billy Obey, because he did say to Violent J when he was going through his heart shit, you know, shout out Violent J, you know, I hope all everything's good, whoopty-whoppity-whoop. So,
what I honestly think of those guys, they are fucking real juggalos, bro. They are real juggalos. Yeah. Those kids. Why don't I call them kids? Those kids.
Those men.
Those grown-ass men.
Grown-ass men.
With fucking beards and shit.
Yeah.
We're juggalos, bro. They've been at the gathering. I've seen them. They welcomed me at my first gathering with warm beers.
With warm beers.
Warm beers. No masks before all that shit. You know what I'm saying? Warm beers. Warm beers here. Get your warm beers. I was 16.
16. Warm beers.
Allegedly. I would travel from foster care to go to ICP shows. And at Juggalo Day in Detroit. Yeah, allegedly. They were O'Doul's.
They were O'Doul's.
All right? It tasted like beer. And then I got real dizzy and my butt hurt when I woke up. But anyway, in Juggalo Day in Detroit, when they did the Killjoy Club shit, Billy Obey was kicking it with me and my big brother. And that was like before all that shit. You know what I'm saying? And they were super cool with us. And I think that those dudes are real juggalos that got a deal and got some money waggled in their face from the other side. You know what I mean? And people have families and shit, and they got to take care of them families. And you got to take any opportunity out here to get a leg up that you can. And that just so happened to be the opportunity that they got handed. But I don't know nothing about their shit talk or anything like that, if they have or
That alleged shit talk was like 5 years ago. Also, were they like the last act that M&E signed? Like, that was in 2018. Like, who did
the only one I care about?
You know, I mean, being honest, like,
they went and did their own shit with LLE. So, like,
they did. No, and I give. That's why I never. When people shit on,
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
You know what it is? It's just they got caught up in fucking stupid politics and had to sway the one side with the bag. And it is what it is.
If y'all remember Juggalo Internet before MNE signed them, people were saying sign at Psychopathic. There was a wave of that right before they signed.
For sure.
They probably would have.
Yeah.
You know?
They
probably would have.
They would have absolutely.
It would have been a good ass fit too. I mean, you see, look, they got an album coming out with Mikey Clark in October, I think. It's coming out soon. Those dudes are Juggalo as fuck, and they're talented, man. They're really talented. I give it up to them for doing what they do.
Yeah.
And
other than that, I can't really speak on their decisions and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? It really ain't none of my business. Just like all of that beef shit. I am just a Juggalo fan. It hurts that you didn't go to the march. That's it. That is it for me. That sucks. You know what I mean? And it sucks that you're not saying Juggalo all the time. Yeah. It's for the fam now, dude.
It's the fam.
It's the fam. It's for the fam.
We're going to end the word association right there because I want to ask more questions about Clockwork E specifically while we have them on. Clockwork E, let me ask you a question that might be hard to answer, but 1 year from now, where do you want to be? Where do you want Clockwork E to be a year from now?
Well, a year from now, I want to be talking to the Thuggalo show again, talking about how we just got off main stage for the second time in a row.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
That will happen.
Yeah.
That's a realistic goal too.
That's what we want. That's
a realistic goal too.
I want Clockwork E to.
I want to build a relationship with these motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We ain't going nowhere.
Nah, we're not going nowhere. And man, a year from now, I want these songs that we're working on to be out. I want our album to be out. We're working on an album right now.
Go ahead and tell them the name. Let's explain a little bit of what we got going on.
So
do it. Run it up.
Currently, the idea is.
Do it.
So, I don't know if you guys know anything about like Atlantis or Thoth or the Emerald Tablets or anything like that.
Yeah, boy.
That's kind of where our
our
mythology kind of like dives into that. Our first album is going to be a conceptual album called the Emerald Tablets, and pretty much this is going to be a more serious piece of work. We're going to have little cuts on it that are clockworky bangers.
Joke breaks.
You know what I mean? But you're going to get a more serious hip hop. I don't know, man. We really want to, we want to touch on a couple different types of sounds and show everyone what we're capable of. And also touch into what we are as these silver motherfuckers.
Like, we haven't even explained why we're silver.
Yeah, there's more that needs to be explained in the Clockwork universe.
Exactly. Yeah. And I think ancient Egypt and ancient aliens is exactly where that shit goes.
Hey, oh shit.
We have a lot of Anunnaki type conceptual songs that we're working on.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That's exactly pretty much what it is. Yeah, we're trying to touch into that. We have a lot of conceptual songs that hit deep.
That was the reason for the green smoke.
Have you seen the green
smoke from main stage?
Yeah, and the green.
That's why we chose that color.
Yeah, the M18s, dude.
Interesting. Very interesting.
M18s, dude.
Yeah.
Clockwork, I asked you about where do you want to see yourself a year from now. Let me rephrase that question. What do you want the everlasting legacy of Clockwork E to be when you look back at your career in 5, 10, 15, 20 years?
I want to be, for me, I know this is like, this would have two totally different answers. But for me, I want to uplift the Juggalo scene and I want to help carry it. You know what I mean? I want to entertain my peers, you know? That's what I want. I want Clockwork E to go down in history as a super Juggalo group. You know what I mean?
I want the same shit that Bill wants, the uplifting the scene, being a example for, I don't know, like Stockwell, he talks about being a successolo. You can be anything that you want to be. You can accomplish anything that you want to be. I want to see this thing grow. I want to see amazing things in life. And I want to be an example of you can do anything that you want. You can be anything that you want. And that's what I want to leave behind. I want to be I want to see success. I want to see a healthy and beautiful life and be an example of, it doesn't matter where you come from. It doesn't matter who you are. You can accomplish anything, anything.
Follow your dreams type shit.
Well said from Clockwork E.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
We're coming up on the 1 hour mark. That's usually where we like to wrap things up. I want to thank you guys for pulling up on the Thugalo show. We want to do this shit in the future, maybe next year after you've hit main stage again. And Onstead, what's that thing we always ask people before we let them go?
We've asked them before. So, I mean, we're just going to let you guys get, we're going to take a big screen real quick right here. Is Clockwork E a Thugalo? Is
Clockwork E a Thugalo? Thugalo to the bone. To the bone, boy.
Inside and out.
Inside your butt, you slut.
So that human face paint falls the fuck off. Human face paint
falls the fuck off. Yeah, I'm going to have to put it back on so I don't freak people out at the grocery store. You know what I mean?
Fuck them normies.
You got to go get more beer.
Kyle and Bill, is there anything else you would like to say before we let you guys go for the night? Where can we find you? Tell us everything.
No. We love y'all, dog.
Thank you.
We love you guys. Thank you guys for fucking with us. All the people that came to main stage that was curious of what we had going on. That is fucking dope as fuck. And I want to thank our artists and shit. Like, I just want thank yous, bro. Like, thank you,
yeah,
everybody, bro. Like,
hey, we appreciate welcome, y'all to the
highest
you're
fucking
welcome.
Degree.
Bro, thank y'all. For real. That's the biggest thing I can say is thank you to everyone that is with us right now, that is fucking with us, that's showing us love.
We hope to keep you entertained and hope to keep giving you reasons to fuck with us.
We got a lot more coming. We got some songs coming soon. We got a lot of songs we're working on, a lot of fucking songs we're working on. Tom Woods Float, we're doing that soon. Next week, we're doing Fun Times at Tri-Fi with Super Famous and Cody Manson and Clockwork E and S.O.N.
We got Clockside coming up.
Clockside Fest. Annual Clockside Fest. The first one ever is going to be in Columbus at the Big Room Bar, November 18th. Get your tickets. There's a Tech N9ne show the same day in Columbus.
You can go see Tech N9ne, the guy who doesn't even gather.
Or you can come see an amazing show. We got a whole light screen. We're gonna have animations playing on stage and shit.
Or you can come do some Juggalo shit.
Come do some crazy Juggalo shit.
We're gonna How about y'all come back on the show before Clockside?
How about y'all come back on the show before Clockside?
For sure.
Yeah, we would love to. Yeah, we would love to. That'd be great. If you get the VIP at Clockside, you can come backstage the whole time. You can kick it back there with us and play motherfucking backyard wrestling on PS2. Shit.
Damn, I might have to pull up. Shit.
Damn. Where's my wallet? Fuck.
They're
going to run me out before the fucking year's up.
Let us host that bitch. We'll do a good job.
Let us host that bitch.
That would be dope. What the fuck?
That would be dope. We got to get a fucking after party going after Juggalo Ohio 2. Whether we're on the show or not, we're going to be there.
Fuck yeah, of course. We're going to let you guys go. Clockwork, thank you for pulling up on the Juggalo show. We love you guys. Man, thank you.
Love you guys. Thank you, man.
Woo, woo.
Thank y'all.
Raise the roof, Kyle.
We raised
send them out with the raise the roof.
raising the roof on the Thugalo show.
Raising the roof.
We gotta leave. Are y'all? Can y'all kick us out? What are we doing?
Are you?
No, I got it. I'm gonna keep going.
I'm just gonna keep doing this.
Woo.
Okay. Is Onstead, I can't see what's going on backstage, but is our Page of the Week backstage? Is this guy a question?
Page of the Week is backstage. We don't have the stinger, so we're going to pretend to open up the book and reveal.
But before we get there, I think it would be just if I could just say like a minute to the audience wondering why I was not on the show last week. I'm just going to come out and say it, man. Before I do that, I want to thank D-Town Customs for hooking me up with a ring. I got that shit in the mail. I want to thank you to Parker because he just sent it to me. Like, you know what, Parker? I consider this a Super Bowl ring for all the hard work that Tholo Show's been doing, and the fact that you just hooked it up means you got to hook my boys up next time, player. Whoop, whoop. Thank you, Parker. I was not on the show last week during Mattapelli Music. I was also absent during the show on Trey Pound. I was going through some shit. Simple. People get burnt out. People do some things. But I want to say this. Onstead held it down. Stoney held it down. Elitzer also had some shit going on in his life recently. But guess what? He still showed up. He's a better man than me because I didn't show up. I was going through some shit. I want to say thank you to everyone that hit me up on Twitter and Facebook for just saying, like, hey, man, where are you? Where are you? I was going through some shit. I'm fine. And I love y'all. Thank y'all. One announcement I do want to make. Thuggalo Show will continue. Stoney Lowe is now the newest member of Thuggalo Show, and he's been telling me, like, yo, this saved my life type shit. A lot of people are telling me, like, yo, thank you for joining Thuggalo Show. Thank you to Stoney. Stoney, I want to take this moment to say I love you, dog, and thank you for joining this shit with us.
Thank you, man. I love y'all, too.
Onstead, I want to say this to you. Thank you for holding it down when I was fucking up. Thank you.
The show must go on.
And Elitzer, we're both going through some shit, and we'll fucking get through it together.
Okay? We'll get through it together, dog. Show
rolls up. But the show moves on. And this week's page of the week. Who is
a special fucking page of the week? We don't have the singer, but I guarantee you.
This is the steeple. This motherfucker is one of my favorite people.
So many people, so many of you motherfuckers are wearing this man's merch at the gathering. We're just going to bring him on.
Brian. Yo, Brian Red made this shirt that I'm wearing right now. He designed the artwork for this shit. The Dead Zone shirt that you saw at the Gathering of the Juggalos. As well as a bunch of other designs. Brian, first off, I want to say thank you for being on the show tonight, dog. How are you?
I'm great, man. Thank you guys for having me.
We've been wanting to make this happen for a long time, bro. I think I hit you like in like March or April about getting on the Thuggalo Show, man. So I'm glad we were able to finally make it happen.
Yeah, yeah. Someone said something to me at the first Juggalo Ohio about it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, Brian, let me ask you this. We always typically ask our page of the week, how did you become a Juggalo? I mean, you're a poppin' super famous Juggalo. We're going to get to that. But at the core of it, at the root of it, how did you become a Juggalo?
Man, I was like 8 or 9 years old. And one of my uncles heard that my older brother wanted to listen to some rap music. And he thought it'd be funny to throw some like 1 to 2 digit age kids the Ringmaster CD. And yeah, just pop that shit in, bro. And like, you already know, Ringmaster's on some like goofy ass shit with some of that shit, bugs on my nose and all that shit. And then, yeah, someone gave me a Jekyll Brothers CD not too long after that. And it was over. End of story.
So that's how you got into Juggalo shit. How did you get into the fucking graffiti, dog? Because like, that is the biggest fucking, your artwork and graffiti is every fucking where. Everywhere. Allegedly. People, allegedly. Yeah. Yes. Good point. Allegedly.
Yeah. Well, I grew up in Cincinnati, and where I grew up at was right next to train tracks and factories and shit. So when you got railroad tracks going in between factories, it's like the perfect spot for people to do graffiti. And there was like some tunnels that was open like right in the park down the street where the swimming pool and the baseball field was. It's filled up now, but it used to be wide open. You could walk in and yeah, like you would see graffiti and shit, and there'd also be empty cans laying around. And I was always like drawing Batman and shit like that. So and then, I don't know, man. I started tattooing and shit and needed, like, more artwork to do, something that wasn't so small. I always wanted to do some big shit. So I did, like, freight train graffiti for a long time.
Oh, no shit.
Like, I was in a graffiti crew in Colorado for a little while. But that's
fresh.
That's no longer a thing.
So, Brian, yeah. are you making art? Like, is that your main job? Is like just making dope art?
My main job is tattoos.
Right. I want to get into that also, by the way.
But yeah. So that's my main source of income is tattoos. More people are willing to pay for that because it's just, you know, it helps with their self-image. You know what I mean? That's a whole thing. Yeah. Right. I don't really sell much actual artwork just because like the stuff that I do, sometimes I'll put a price on it and people just don't want to pay it. But I end up giving away more artwork than I do selling it. It's tattoos that I'm like pretty firm about money wise, but everything else, man, it's like, I don't know. I feel like a lot of the stuff I create as far as on canvas or even on like a brick wall or something, that's like just me just trying to put it out there. Like that's a lot of times I don't even want to taint that with money because I already have to do so much business in like with tattoos.
I think Thuggalo Show is an art form. You know, it's podcast, it's radio. That's an art, you know. What you do with graffiti and the amazing art that you're able to make on, like, a blank canvas and turn it into something amazing. I don't know who has this tattoo, but you did this amazing cotton candy C-17 tattoo on somebody.
Oh, yeah, Katie Mack.
It's on Katie Mack. She runs, runs the Scroll Keeper Discord.
She had Oklahoma Juggalette too. She's really good people out of Tulsa.
Yeah.
Her name slipped, but yeah, Katie Mack. Shout out to her, bro. That tat is fucking
big. Shout out to Katie Mack. Crazy. She's really, really dope. Very dope person.
Right.
Hell yeah. Did you tattooed Ouija Mack? Is that correct?
Ouija and I tattooed each other.
That's right. Yeah. How was that, man? That was very dope. How was that, man?
It was really cool, bro. The entire way that like me and him linked up was really cool. I really can't say a whole lot about the very, very beginning because I told him I wouldn't. Mm-hmm. But one way or another, I ended up on the guest list for the first Juggalo Ohio. Really because like a lot of ninjas, I guess, like hit up Chapter 17 and was like, yo, this dude's been doing shit.
We were some of the ninjas.
And dude, like I got ripped off on multiple tickets online. Like, fuck, bro. Like, I really didn't think it was happening. And yeah, dude, one way or another, I ended up in the VIP. Like, I didn't get the merch or nothing, but like, you know, I got to walk up and say thanks and shit. You know what I mean? And then he started the Ouija Knievel tour. And I was like, you know what? Fuck it, dude. Like, I don't really want to be on the East Coast anymore. I'm just going to drive out there and follow as much of this tour as I could. And I started doing some, like, Scroll Keeper graffiti. And
some of it's here in Denver.
Yeah.
That's a beautiful piece.
I ran into Ouija after the Las Vegas show, and he was like, yo, just fucking get a hold of Kevin. I'm trying to get some ink. And then we ended up linking up in Reno just after the show and shit. I went to his hotel room, and, yeah, we just chopped it up, man. And it was it was really a lot like those nights when you're just kicking with one of your homies and you're talking about like deep, dark, mysterious dark carnival shit, like with like a down ass juggalo homie. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was like one of those hangouts, bro. It was really cool.
He's such a dope dude to like actually have a genuine ass conversation with, and like even in like a VIP situation when I've met him the multiple times that he's just like so juggalo and like just wants to bullshit with who you are that it's so fucking, he's a humble ass guy.
Have all of you guys met Ouija? Like Trailer Park?
Ouija's the juggalord for real.
Bro, I smoked the blunt with Ouija and Bambi.
I'm the only person in here now that hasn't met Ouija. Shit, what the fuck?
I get him a VIP now.
So I wanted to get back to the tattooing part though, because I was wanting to know, is Ouija heavy handed?
nah, man, but I mean, like, he was using my stuff, and I use really good stuff, man. It was on an easy spot, too. It's, like, right here on my wrist. It's real tough, you know what I mean?
Could you put it in the camera so we could see it, possibly?
It might be a little hard to see because it's, like, in red ink. So, I'm like in real bad lighting and stuff.
Okay, you're good, bro. It's still dope. There's photos out there of him tattooing you and shit. I remember seeing
that. It's on my Instagram, and I think it's on his too.
Mm-hmm. It says Scroll Keeper, if I'm right.
His just says Scroll Keeper across his stomach, and then mine says Scroll Keeper 91.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Brian, Ouija Mack, we've talked about this a lot of times on the Thuggalo Show, but we always like hearing different perspectives about this question. Ouija obviously like changed Juggalo culture in many ways for the good. You know, Thuggalo Show exists because of Chapter 17 and Ouija Mack. And how do you feel that he has impacted the Juggalo world the way he has? Because I think obviously you feel just as strong about the C-17 movement as everyone else on panel, because the art you put out is amazing.
So not only does it appeal to the next generation, You know what I mean? It's keeping it alive that way, but it filled in a really big gap. You know what does chapter 17 mean? If you've ever read Behind the Paint, you know there's no chapter 17 in there. That's the chapter that we're filling in now. You know, I mean, it's also I feel like. So ICP can definitely touch you on certain levels and stuff. You know what I mean? Like, in a relatable way, in ways of like sadness, like all that shit, like all the deep, dark shit. But Ouija kind of like goes into like the deeper, darker corner of that. You know what I mean? But for people who are like, I don't know, just like a younger generation, because things hit differently. And we also have a different perspective in the world, you know? Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, just like it's a more modern, more in touch way, and it's next level poetry too. You know, it's just, it really is. Like, even if you read the lyrics online, I mean, like, obviously, like, some of the lyrics are gonna put in the oh yes, you know, and stuff like that, which kind of like can be a little off putting if reading as lyrics, but no, if you actually like look at the words themselves. Like, it's next level poetry.
We're not looking at your body. We're just looking at your soul. There's a lot of lyrics that Ouija Magic has put out. I think a lot of people, like you said, Brian, they get stuck on the oh yeah or the or what or like all the ad libs. But there's a lot of deep, deep messaging within Ouija Magic's music that I think we all can understand. And it's sometimes about helping the ones that don't quite understand get on board. And it just seems like every year more people get on board, more people understand that he really is forwarding the Juggalo culture, forwarding the movement. And like, bro, Thuggalo Show is a little small operation. Damn, without Ouija Magic, we wouldn't be having Brian Red on Page of the Week. We wouldn't have, you know, Hetz pulling up and doing a promo at the Gathering for us and shit. Speaking of the Gathering, Brian, I pulled up. Me and you actually watched the ICP seminar, which turned into a three-headed monster set at the Gathering. We were next to each other when that was going down. Is it true that there might be a Brian Red original artwork design for the Thuggalo Show in the future?
Oh, yeah, for sure. That's in the slow cooker right now.
Cool, dude.
And I told you this at the Gathering. I was like, man, like, first off, thank you, because, like, you absolutely don't have to do a goddamn thing. So the fact that you were just like, hey, man, like, I fuck with y'all, da-da-da, I want to say thank you. And, bro, none of us are going to tell you what to do. You're the artist. You're the GOAT, bro. Even if you made the logo a bunch of poopy doo-doo sticks that said Thuggalo Show in brown.
Bunch of poop dollars?
We'd be like, man, that's fresh. Like, let's put that on the jersey, man. Maybe a brown cream colorway. Like, bro, I don't care what you did, what you do with our logo.
I appreciate it. Yeah, man. So, I've been tattooing for like 20 years, been doing art even longer, but I'd always done stuff on paper, pencil, canvas, brick, everything besides digital stuff. Everything besides. And after me and Ouija like tattooed each other, you know, we talked about doing some shirt stuff, but I didn't even own the fucking a tablet or an iPad or anything.
Wow. Okay.
So I got to where I was going, and I scooped one up real quick, dude. And like literally like out of the first five or six drawings, boom, boom, they like picked up two of them. And that's what you got for the three-headed monster shirt.
That's so crazy.
Bro.
And, awesome. I originally like did it with like the Procreate program that like everyone uses and stuff. And like once their print guy like contacted me, he's like, yeah, I can't use that. It's pixelated. I actually had to buy like a kind of more expensive app and learn how to do everything in Vector. And then pretty much since then, I've just been grinding and grinding and grinding for the Gathering. And getting through the Gathering, and now I'm like grinding to get back out west. And once I get there, I can actually do all the tutorials in this application and actually figure out what the hell I'm doing. And once I do that, I'm going to be popping off a lot of shit. And pretty much the entire whole next year, I'm doing certain giveaways for certain people who actually fucking show love in the Juggalo community. Everybody else in the Juggalo community, I'm offering up pretty friendly fucking prices and shit. But after that next year, though, you feel me? Like, I would hope that it's going to be on a higher level.
Mm-hmm. It will be. I think people will see the work that you've done, and you'll just be getting offers left and right. You know what I'm saying? I think it's imminent. You know what I'm saying? Because like,
we'll see. We'll bro, see. I'm not gonna say any names or anything or get too specific. Okay. But I've had like someone kind of wave some Violent J design offers in my face, and then kind of like fuck with me a little bit. I'm just like, all right, but like not fuck with me in a good way. Like, you feel me?
Oh.
So it's just like, all right. You know what I mean? There's gonna be plenty of challenges ahead. And like, I'm fine with that. You know what I mean? I welcome it, dude. Because if it wasn't a challenge, I'd find something fucking else to do.
Cream rise to the top, and you're talented. So I think it'll work out for someone like you.
It'll make the payoff so much better too.
Yeah, that's true. Brian, like, seeing your design on a t-shirt at the merch booth for Ouija Mac, how does that make you feel? I know it's your art, so you might see imperfections or something you could have did better. I don't know what goes on in an artist's head. But like, how do you feel when you see that on like the merch booth and people are buying it?
So the very first time I saw that at all was in Denver. I was going from Oregon to Ohio. I stopped in Denver, and I have some homies there that I kick it with every time. And we were standing in the merch line, and this dude in front of me was talking about, like, yeah, I want to buy that one. That shit's badass. And, like, I couldn't help myself. I was like, yeah, bro, I designed that shit. What's up?
Yeah.
And, yeah, it was just really fucking dope, man. I didn't think anything like that would ever happen, you know? So
here's a good question. Did you buy your own shirt?
No.
Just to bump the numbers up, that's what I would have done.
I bought one to everyone, not gonna front.
Well, so technically I did, but I bought it for someone else.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Bro, it ain't like your shit didn't sell out, because they were at the gathering, there was the red Ouija face. I had to get this one, but I really wanted the red one, you know what I'm saying? But they sold out in my size, you know what I'm saying? And this is still fresh, but your other design, I was like, fuck.
I didn't see the red one with the horns at the gathering. I thought that was just a three-headed monster one. Now,
my bad.
People walking around wearing it, though. I seen multiple people walking around wearing it, though, at the gathering. And, like, but at the gathering, I had three different designs, and my design was on the VIP badge and backpack, too.
Oh, cool.
So I was like, damn, you know what I mean?
Brian, between Shaggy the Airhead, Parker of D-Town Customs, everyone at his staff, yourself, I'd like to thank Thugalo Show on a smaller level. I think there's just certain people in this community that we all give a fuck, because we all attend the shows and we all go to the Three Head Monster and the Ouija Knievel and all these things. Halloween's coming up. But I think it's people like Brian Red that make this community better, because like, it's a juggalo designing merch for a juggalo artist.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not family.
It's like in-house.
Community by the community.
But what I'm confused about, though, because like, there's plenty of other juggalo shirts being designed by other juggalos. You feel
that's
me?
That's true.
Like I honestly don't see.
But we
what
think
I'm
yours
doing.
Are better. That's the thing.
Nah, dude. Like, a lot of the designs are badass, bro. For real. Like, for real. At least from what I see. You know what I mean? Like, some of them have effects and shit that like I just don't understand, because I don't do the digital shit. Like, normally, it's still so new to me. And I never understood how some of those shirt designs were done. I don't know. Like, a lot of it is still a mystery to me. But like, I really don't see, like, I don't know, like, why I would be special at all.
Man,
it's just baffling. You know. I think maybe the graffiti thing has something to do with it, because like, you really don't see juggalo graffiti like that.
The only other person I think about is Acetone. That's it.
Yep.
Acetone's great as well with graffiti, and he's a great rapper. Brian Red is putting out graffiti, putting out t-shirt designs. And, bro, it blew my mind that you said you had to go get a tablet. You weren't even familiar.
Right.
So, like, you had to, like, learn a whole new way of art to make
and
this
he
shit.
Said he's not even 100%, like, knowledge on it. He's
about
He
ain't
reached full capacity.
I literally learned today, like, fucking around, working on something for you guys, actually, how to, like, make something straighter. Like, I don't know shit about him.
That's so cool.
Like, he's leveling up on that Frieza type shit. Like, he hasn't reached his final form yet.
Mm-hmm. I look forward to seeing the Brian Red Thuggalo Show collab go public, man. And I want to thank you again for doing that for us, because, you know, we just do this little thing on YouTube once a week and we try to pop off. You know what I'm saying? Like, we don't have a million subscribers, but God damn it, Brian Red's on this bitch. I'm lit tonight. You know what I'm saying? So
you've had some bigger names on here than me, though, dude. I mean, like a
lot. I still don't believe it, though. I still be like, that happened?
It's all surreal.
Oh, Brian, man, like, is there anything else that you want to plug or say while you're on the Thuggalo Show?
Yeah, a couple of things, man. Will Gates is the fucking man. Anybody who doesn't know Will Gates music, go fucking check that shit out. And get
Yep.
Motherfuckers, I've told you to check his shit out before. And shout out to all the Scroll Keepers, especially Katie Mack, the Scroll Keeper 19. And big shout out to Clockwork E, man. I'm super fucking proud of you guys, man. I saw you guys fucking open up at a gathering parking lot 2 years ago, and then for Ouija in that shitty ass fucking bar in Dayton. And then, yeah, it was like a blink of an eye, dude, and they're on fucking main stage, you feel me? And oh, yeah, I'm kicking it with them next week and shit. So hopefully, me posting some dope tattoos that I'll be doing on them.
I fuck with everything you said, but I would be remiss if we didn't bring up Darby O'Trill, who today dropped his first Chapter 17 release with Creek. Brian, have you got a chance to peep it yet?
Yeah. I didn't get to listen to all of it because I've been really busy today, but I peeped a couple of tracks. I'm pretty sure I heard him like perform one of those at somewhere. I don't know, man. I definitely heard that shit somewhere before. But it's super fucking fresh, man. I found Darby through a random internet friend of mine, and really connected with his old shit, like Fester and Cat Dead Details Later. Like,
yeah,
those two right there were like, whoa, hell yeah. And then yeah, I fucking met him at the first Juggle Ohio, and I've ran into him at shows in different states. You know what I mean? And he actually like remembers me and shit and says what's up and. Yeah, he's really fucking cool, man. I'm really proud of that cat too.
Yeah. Yep. With his song titles, it don't surprise me that you would remember the song that he was playing a lot during the Three Headed Monster tour. It was like, what is it? A sense of entitlement doesn't make up for a lack of happiness.
Mm-hmm.
The banger.
It's a banger though, man.
He has those song titles for sure.
Yeah, he does.
Darby be killing it with the song titles for sure, Brian. We're going to let you go here, dog. I want to say thank you for everything you do for the Juggalos, the Thuggalos.
Yes.
Everybody in this community knows who Brian Red is. And if they don't, mm-hmm. they better know now, motherfucker, because it's taking over. Now, Brian Red's my favorite artist. And Stoney, I know your old YouTube channel had some shitty artwork on it. Get Brian to do your new shit. How about
that? Yeah, no shit, bro.
Yo, hey, Brian, we got one more question.
This shit is only just beginning for me and you guys, man, for real.
Thank you, man. For real, like... The beginning is always today, you know what I'm saying? Because every day we're one day closer to death, so we might as mm-hmm. well run it up while we're here, you know what I'm saying? Brian,
we love you, dude.
One final question. Would you consider yourself a Thuggalo?
Oh, most definitely.
Ah, yes. Most, I love to hear it.
If anybody's Thuggalo, it's me, bro. You see my shit on the streets, bro.
Hey, you're more about. Thuggalo than Facts. Me. Hey.
He said you saw it in every city around the country.
We was
right?
the Thuggalo show until
city,
you pulled.
I'm working on it. Yeah, I'm working on it. I'm doing it alone too, so it's gonna take a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, it's you say it's gonna take a minute, but I think you're blowing up and you've barely started. That's all I'm saying.
Oh yeah, the moon will rise forever and whoop whoop, motherfuckers.
Whoop whoop. Whoop thank whoop, you, Brian. We're gonna let you go, dog. Whoop whoop.
Thank you guys. Whoop, you whoop. Have a good night.
You too, brother.
We love you, family.
The Thuggalo Show always does it big. We had Clockwork E on for a full hour of dope interview. I mean, that was fucking fresh as always. And then Brian Red. I know everyone watching in the live chat has seen him on Instagram. Or if you ain't seen him, you've seen his art. You know, you've seen his graffiti tagged on the wall. Or you've seen, you might even bought one of his shirts at the Gathering or the Three Headed Monster and don't even know he made it. That was the dude who made your Dead Zone shirt, your red Ouija face shirt. So shout out to that motherfucker, man. He's a real one, and he's out here grinding. He's traveling. He was clearly in a car. He's going to grind it out and do some art and fucking get to the next stop. You know what I'm saying?
That man said he made almost every fucking city on that Weezy Canadian.
Yeah,
man,
he did.
Busting his ass.
Yeah,
he did.
We're in the closing moments of tonight's Thuggalo Show. I want to say thank you to everyone watching and everyone watching on the replay. Make sure you're subscribed and like the video. Leave a comment because it helps algorithm and shit. Creek dropped today. I don't have any opinions yet because, brother, the album's been out not even 24 hours. So I'm not going to say anything about it. But Stoner, I do. Do you have anything to say? I think
and so,
I have a better opinion.
You know, so like I really haven't got to say very much tonight. I just kind of been absorbing all the shit that Clockwork was saying and or whatever. So here's my fucking opinion about Creek. Darby, you fucking did it again, my boy. You did it a fucking again. Main, holy shit, like the first fucking track, Secret of the Mud.
Yeah,
you already know that you already know that it's coming from Florida. Like, holy fuck, this shit's a banger. Holy yeah, bro, shit, this shit's a banger.
When I hit play and heard that first song, I was like, I'm never gonna be able to listen to this for the first time again.
No.
So I'm really gonna absorb and like fucking baptize myself in the creek, you know, this one good
picture,
time. You feel me?
Yeah, the picture I sent out of me listening to that song was the first time I listened to it too. And I was like, I literally had to take, I was like, oh shit. And then but the Return of the Paperboy, dude, like that song is so fire.
I like Massive Moron Mode a lot.
Massive Moron Mode is fire. That's been on repeat for me too. Hell yeah. Onsted, do you got any first reactions of Creek?
I woke up this morning and put it on and started streaming right away. I still had my children this morning, so I like what I did was I put on that first song in my headphones and listened to it, and then I was like, fuck, okay. So
yeah.
I gave it a pause right there and listened to that first song, and then the next one was Spinal Fluid Smoothie. So I was like, all right, I know this one. So right then I was like, all right, I'm going to wait. And then I played it on the drive there and back, and I was just like, this is it. It's an outstanding Chapter 17 fucking debut album.
Isn't
and I'm
going to
say...
When the Darby song started and C17, like it was like, oh, it's real. He's on C17.
It happens. Yes. I'm going to say this, but every album debut from C17 so far has been fantastic. And Darby added to that legendary lineup right there with fucking with Creek. It's a classic. Juggalo
when
classic
we come
right
back,
now.
When we come back next week, we're going to definitely have listened to the album a lot more, so our review will be a little more in-depth, and we can probably speak on it more, you know? I do want to say, speaking on album drops, Hex, August 18th, 2023.
Fucking wait.
Just a month away, bro. Tales of a Cursed G is dropping in just a month. Pre-orders are still live. You can get a Uzi squirt gun,
a
hoodie,
a little bit
shirt.
On that, a little bit of freshness on Tales of Cursed G. If you were at his fucking gathering set, you heard one or two songs off of that motherfucker.
Yeah. The brick song.
I was littering that
fucking
shit. I had my umbrella just jumping in that motherfucker,
yo,
dog.
Hex, I think he played on day one at 8 p.m. Hex fucking wrecked it, dog.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Fuck, man. C17 put on so spectacularly. And I haven't even been on the Thuggalo Show since the gathering. I had a great gathering experience, but post-gathering depression is a bitch. Need I say more? I think everyone watching probably experienced a little post-gathering depression. And now we can count down to next year. Now we can count down to Hallowicked. Hallowicked tickets are available. There's balcony seats for all the broke juggalos. There's pit seats for all the, you know, do you really Hallowicked bro-ass juggalos? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, get your Hallowicked tickets because they're still available. And the Masonic Temple is huge, so it ain't going to sell out as fast, you know, as last year and shit. Juggalo Ohio 2 tickets. I heard there's only 850 capacity at the King Clubs. I heard 850. Is that number incorrect?
That's
got to be incorrect. That's,
look on the King Clubs website right the fuck now, on stand. Pull it up. Pull up the King Clubs website and look on the first page. It says 800.
When did he sell out? When did we sell it last year? 11?
I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know numbers,
it was 1,100 last year, wasn't it?
It was 1,100 last year.
But Scully's...
King of Clubs,
Scully's, bro, he was getting elbowed in the nose, bro.
Look, King of Clubs isn't that much bigger than Scully's, but the floor between the stage and everything else is a bigger area.
Because Juggalo Ohio, I mean, there's like the mirrors on the wall.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. The floor space itself at Kings of Clubs is bigger.
Yo, Onsted, what's Scully's... the news? What's the news report on the capacity of the King of Clubs?
Tickets may sell out.
Is that true? Are they capping? Are they kayfabing though? 850 capacity. They
definitely capping, yeah.
So what do you think it is?
There was more people. There was at least half that for the Ouija Knievel or the
Scully's tour. Hey, Scully's also didn't scan tickets, is what Taffy said.
Well, Scully's like I think didn't think it would be a big deal, and then every juggalo on the planet pulled up. They're like, wait a second.
Yeah. Yeah, so they were just like, fuck it, make money. We'll just run that like, bitch till we get shut down.
Don't get me wrong. Juggalo Ohio was a success, but I think I could be wrong. I don't think people realized how big it was going to be, you know, and the fact that there's a second one proves that, you know, obviously.
And with that being said, if you're fucking going to Juggalo Ohio to both fucking days, buy your tickets now. Don't be ass out in the cold in fucking January standing outside in Columbus. Cause you can't get in. Yo, how you gonna hang from outside the club?
You can't even get in. Yo, shout out to Davey Scorsese in the chat who said free parking at King of Clubs, which is probably a little more peace of mind for people attending Juggalo Ohio 2 as compared to Scully's last year.
Yeah.
We talked about Creek dropping. We talked about Tales of a Cursed G dropping next month. Hell Wicked, Juggalo Ohio 2. What else, Austin?
Speaking on the Hex Tales of a Cursed G. Hex and Lardy B have been added to the second leg of the fucking Shaggy 2 Dope Quest for the Ultimate Groove fucking tour. So make
as
sure
well
you're going to be there.
As well as Odd Squad Family and Tierra Diaz.
Shaggy and Head.
Yes.
Can we trade this Nathan James dude, whoever the fuck this guy is, for Hex for Colorado Day, please, Chapter 17? I don't know, man. He might be, but I kind of want to see Hex, and I have never really heard of this dude. No offense to anybody.
I want Stoney to get shipped in a carry-on briefcase and shipped to the UK to go see Juggalo Takeover with Chorus Kit hosting, and Stoney can host with her, like a Gutter Girls kind of situation.
Hard.
I think that would be That would be hard.
I would go hard. You Brits would love me, I think.
Elitzer came back British.
I can speak
he left
on that.
An American.
Yeah.
He left an American and he came back British. Stoney will enter a nice maple syrup southern voice gentleman and come back on his tea and crumpet shit. Thuggalo Show is coming to an end tonight, ladies and gentlemen. I want to say thank you to Onsted, Elitzer, and Stoney for joining the show. I am back. I am not dead. Rumors of my death have been greatly exaggerated. But next week on the Thuggalo Show, do y'all know who's coming?
I forgot. Brain damage.
One of my favorite stand-up comedians, Sean Barrett, is pulling up on the Thuggalo Show next week, ho! So
we've been talking about it for so long.
Sean Barrett and purely speculation, Uncle Jeff.
Maybe.
Sean Barrett pulling up on the Thuggalo Show.
It's an ICP Eminem situation. Uncle Jeff? Maybe. With that being said, we'll see you on next Friday.
Right. Hey, Sean.
Bye or bye.
Bye or bye, ho.
Hey, shout out Thuggalo Show in this bitch. Every fucking city Thuggalo Show represent. Hey. Free Will in the bitch. Darby in the bitch. Shout out Thuggalo Show. Love you motherfuckers for real, bro.